Well, hello and welcome back to our daily devotion. I am Minister Gordon, co-founder of GICTC, Home of the Warriors. Our scripture reading for today, we're coming out of the book of Psalms 119, verse 50, and Romans chapter 15, verse 4. And I'm going to read these both out of the Amplified Bible. I read the King James Bible also, but the Amplified Bible really gives you a more broad and clear understanding of the scriptures. It's closer to the Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic words used in those days and times. But Psalms chapter 119 verse 20 reads, "This is my comfort and consolation in my affliction, that your word has revived me and given me life." That's Psalms 119 verse 50. Romans 15 verse 4 reads, "For whatever was thus written in former days was written for our instruction, that by our steadfast and patient endurance and the encouragement drawn from the scriptures, we might hold fast to and cherish hope." That was Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Our devotional reading is a recipe for hope. A recipe for hope. I remember as a youngster watching my mom make homemade preserves. What that meant for me was that I would see some terrific jam or jelly on the table for dinner. God will sometimes stir up ingredients in your life like suffering, struggling, and pain to remind you to depend on Him. Even though it may not seem like it at the time, what God has prepared for you will yield a much sweeter and more desirable person if you can endure the testing and hurt. God promises He will be with you in it and through it, and He will preserve your life. The process is not always enjoyable in any realm of thinking, but parenting will occasionally test you to persevering moments. In those moments, you must be aware that the promise of His presence on the other side is your hope. Parenting principles. Thank God for His promises as they make the best preserves. Points to ponder. What has God brought you through? How have you learned from that experience? What have been some experiences you can share with your children so they can learn in this area? Devotional reading was taken from Once a Day Nurturing Great Kids. Well, beloved, that was our devotional for today. That when we go into the Word of God and begin to sit at His feet and seek Him concerning things that are in our life. Psalms 119 says, David says that your word has revived me and given me life. Even in any difficulty that you're going through, there's always a scripture in the Word of God that will revive you, that will give you hope and strengthen you in that test, because God wants to preserve you. He wants to mature you. I have been doing a study, just started a series on the power of the gospel. And in our first lesson, we learned that God's plan is to mature you and that He will finish the process that He began in you. In other words, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of the gospel, through the teachings that Christ taught, that we are preserved, that we are strengthened, and that it's through His power that we come to completion in Him, because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Well, beloved, as you walk through your daily life, remember that it's the Word that will revive you and strengthen you and give you life. Well, until then, beloved, may God keep you, may He bless you, and may He strengthen you in your relationship with Him. Until then, beloved, God bless and shalom.